Lucky Worms by Vivian French. One day when I was in Gran's garden, Gran dug up a slimy, slithery, wiggly worm. "Yuck," I said, "throw it away." "Throw it away?" Gran looked horrified. "Would you throw away one of your friends?" "You can't be friends with a worm," I said. "You can't even tell which end is which." "Yes, you can. Watch." Gran put the worm down. It gave a kind of squirmy wiggle and disappeared really fast, pointy end first. As the rounded end vanished, Gran said, "There goes its tail." I bent down to look. I could see it had left a little tunnel. "Where has it gone?" I asked. Gran said, "It's an earthworm and it lives in the earth." "Does it eat earth too? I want to know." "It eats tiny, tiny stones and bits of grit," Gran told me. "But worms eat other things as well, like rotting leaves and flowers and fruit and dead insects. They especially like eating at night when it's cool. The stones and grit help to grind everything up in the worm's stomach. And when the worm poos, oh dear, poos, it backs out." Gran pointed at the flower bed. "Look, can you see?" I bent down. I saw a weird, long, curly worm made of earth. "That's worm poo," Gran said. "It's called a cast. You know when you recycle things, well, worms do it too. There's still a lot of goodness left in the things that a worm eats. And when the goodness comes out again as poo, it helps plants to grow big and strong. And as the worms move about under and over the earth, the poo gets spread all around the garden. That's why worms are my friends." Gran gave me a thumbs up. "It's not just their poo that's good for plants. The tunnels they dig loosen the soil, so roots can stretch right out. And air and rain and the rainwater get right down in the tunnels." "But it's dangerous being a worm," Gran said. I stared at her and said, "Dangerous? What do you mean?" She smiled at me. "Lots and lots of animals think worms make the best sort of dinner. Birds love them. So do moles, badgers, frogs, hedgehogs and foxes. Even some slugs eat worms. And humans tend to slice them with their spades or spike them with their forks when they're gardening. Oh, it's a tough life being a worm." "Cutting them in half doesn't hurt them, Gran," I said. "They just turn into two worms and keep on growing." Gran shook her head. "Poor worms. Lots of people think that, you know, but it's not true." She put her fork down. "Time for a snack." Gran had tea and I had orange juice. "Can I dig a worm up?" I asked. "If it rains," Gran said, "the worms will come up on their own." I took a biscuit. "What if it doesn't rain, though?" Gran winked at me. "We'll use the watering can and pretend." I finished my biscuit as fast as I could. "Can we trick the worms now?" Gran went to fill the watering can and I watered the earth. Then I stood back. I didn't want worms chewing on my shoes. They only put their heads out, Gran promised. And it'll be a while before they do. Gran was right. I had time to eat two more biscuits before she said, "Look, quick!" "Wow," I said. I could just see the tip of the worm above the earth. "Now, watch this." Gran stamped on the ground and the worm disappeared. "Did you see it?" I asked. Gran shook her head. "Worms don't have eyes, you know. They feel vibrations, though. And a thump like that means hungry birds landing. Danger." Gran dug her fork in the ground. Up came lots of earth and wiggly worms. She picked one up and washed it in the watering can. "Mustn't drop it," she said, "they can't swim." Gran put the clean worm on some paper and held it near my ear. I could hear a tiny, tiny rustling noise. "What's that?" "They're covered in little bristles," Gran said. "The bristles and their muscles help them to move through the earth." "I've got muscles too." I bent my arm up so Gran could see them. "If you've got so many muscles," she said, "maybe you'd like to help me plant my sunflower seedlings." "Okay," I nodded, and then I thought of something. "When I go to school on Monday, I'm going to say that I've got lots of new friends." "Good idea," Gran said. "Actually," I said, "I might not actually say they're worms." "I wouldn't say that my friends were worms either. I think the teacher might laugh. And the kids. They'd have a giggle fest over that." "Now I'm going to tell you how to be a wormologist. So, you have to look out for worm casts in the garden." Now remember what a worm cast is? That's that yucky poo that the worms leave behind. Leaves sticking up out of the earth, you have to look for that too, and also worms on the surface after the rain. And you can experiment by watering a dry patch of grass or earth and watching to see if worms come up. Tapping on the ground to see if you can make a worm believe it's raining. Carefully digging it up with a fork, turning the earth over and counting how many worms you can find in the garden. A worm in the hand. When you pick up a worm, please remember to be respectful. A worm is a living creature, and be gentle. Check how it feels, if it's smooth or is it slimy. Can you feel those little bristles? And watch how it moves. And check out if it's a youngster, that means a young one, or an adult. Adults have a clitellum, and that is a yellow ring around their body. I've seen one of those, actually. Put the worm back on the newly dug earth and watch how he wriggles away. Always wash your hands after touching worms. Ooh. We don't want wormy hands. They might have some poo on them. Ew.